producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if it's the first time you've listened to the Sons of Liberty, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're turning talk radio into do radio because we're showing you our faith with our works. And folks, I'd like to line this up with that as well. You know, the way to win the fight in this country, friends, is to show up. That's really all you have to do, because your enemy does not know how to respond. And I'm talking about the leftists, the communists, the atheists, the radical homosexuals. And, of course, the state-controlled media will just divert all attention away from you and put it on the small, small minority that's being used to destroy this country. But, again, the way to win the fight is to simply show up. That's all you good people have to do. And some will say, well, Bradley, you know, this is a bigger fight than some might realize. You know, I'm in it every day of my life. I've been in it for 20 years. I understand. I've been hit by the big boys, and I understand what I'm dealing with. I get the death threats. I get all of that, folks. And I got a question for you, for those that stand back and do nothing. What's the difference between me and my family and you and your family? Thank you. There is none. And let me set the record straight real quick. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. And that's what people need to take into perspective, or at least put it into perspective when they are dealing with the issues at hand. Again, keep in mind, friends, what you're dealing with today in this country is based and premised on nothing but a lie. There's nothing there. I've shared so many times, friends, with you, the Saul Alinsky tactic is to cause the people to believe that there's a lot more of them when there really isn't. And speaking of which, just yesterday we were talking about Black Lives Matter. I mean, as if to suggest that black lives don't matter. Whoever suggested that black lives don't matter. And furthermore, let me take it to the other side of that sword. What would it be like in America if we came up with something called white lives matter? How would that go over with the minority groups in this country? They could do that if they wanted to, but the fact of the matter is they're not doing that. Because they're not looking to be used as a useful idiot. Now, keep in mind, friends, the Black Lives Matters, these groups, you need to understand, they don't have the numbers. They don't have the support. The state-controlled narrative is to cause the people to believe that they have the support, just like Barack Hussein Obama and just like Hillary Clinton. They don't have the support. On the contrary, easily, hands down, overwhelmingly, the numbers are against these individuals. But the way they get away with it is because too many people, the good people, sit down when they should stand up. But again, can you imagine if we came up with something, friends, called White Lives Matter? I'm speaking to my black brothers and sisters, too. How would that fare? Now, I know black people that have an understanding that aren't being used as useful idiots. They understand that black power is as dangerous as white power is. Well, the good thing here is, friends, we're not ruled by whites and we're not ruled by blacks. We're ruled by law in this country. And for those that did not know, I need to give you a little understanding, because Leon Trotsky, he was actually used right next to Vladimir Lenin as a useful idiot under Joseph Stalin. The individual, the communist that murdered his own people, the dictator at hand. Do realize he was the one that actually contrived. He put it into words so we could understand what he was saying. Nothing new under the sun. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. But it's interesting to note, friends, that Leon Trotsky is the one that said, use the word racism to browbeat dissenters. Browbeat, as you're committing the crime, beat them down. As you're tearing down God's moral laws, beat them down. Folks, it's nothing short of Satan himself who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. And that's who they're using, the enemy of your souls is. He's using these people that will yield themselves over to the enemy to destroy, to divide and conquer. Jesus talked about how can a nation survive, in so many words, if it's divided one against itself. He used the analogy of a house. Well, let's take it to a country. Folks, this Black Lives Matter garbage, I'm going to expose it in just a couple moments here. I'm going to actually play some audio where Ben Shapiro actually comes forward, puts it in a 5-minute segment, and blows every one of their theories out of the water. And you can watch them, if you watch the video, friends, which I can post on Bradley Dean on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, which I'll do that. But folks, these people did not know how to respond. The only people that these Black Lives Matters, these all five of them, friends, the only ones that actually help these along are those that are actually trying to divide the country against itself, namely the criminal in the White House being used by the communists at large. You know, you remember the communists, right? You're being led about, friends, by the state-controlled narrative that we're at it with Russia right now. Well, friends, let me set the record straight. The enemy in the White House is allied with your sworn enemies worldwide. Nobody's at war. Folks, we just found the Clintons in Oregon are taking away from the ranchers their land, and they're undermining them by selling off their land for uranium ore to the Russians. Folks, your enemy is within, you've allowed it to take place, and here we are. Getting back to my point, Acts 17:26 says, and hath made one blood all nations of men. Wait. And hath made one blood all nations of men. So who comes up with the racist theory, the Black Lives Matters? I mean, who comes up with these organizations? Communists do. These are communist tactics to divide and conquer the people. Now, speaking of another communist, keep in mind, again, friends, as I said, this would take place because you're adding strength to tyranny by tolerating these crimes. Obama meets with Black Lives Matters, but skips Scalia's funeral, which only adds weight to the theory of those people that are actually questioning the fact, how did he die or was he murdered? Speaking of Anton Scalia. But here again, friends, we have Obama taking time away from honoring Scalia, who used to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States of America. He's shunning that, and he's going over to Black Lives Matter, the Chicago organizer under Saul Alinsky is. And what is he doing? He's adding fuel to the fire. And folks, when we come back again, I'm going to play some audio for you. It's a 5-minute piece. It's second to none. But Ben Shapiro, folks, what he does is he blows out of the water what needs to be blown out of the water. Black Lives Matter, these racist arguments, they have not a leg to stand on. Once again, America, be liberated, but stand for the truth and get in the fight, the good fight of faith, because God is willing to give you what the church is willing to fight for. We'll be right back on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to jump in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, in just a moment here, I'm going to get over to Ben Shapiro on the Baltimore riots. But I want to set the narrative so you understand, again, even concerning the Baltimore riots that were taking place, folks, many of them, you do need to understand, were embellished. They always do this. If you go back to Ferguson, we found out from Ferguson, we actually had senior editor Tim Brown from sonsoflibertymedia.com actually talking with some of the folks that were out there in Ferguson, and it was a pastor that was having an interracial party in his backyard, and he said that the Ferguson, Missouri that they're sharing with you on national news, namely through CNN and MSNBC and these other bought and paid for outlets, he said that's not the Ferguson that we live in. And eyewitnesses, even some of the folks that were being used as useful idiots to riot for concerning what riot there was, you do need to understand, they were telling you, America, that there were provocateurs that were sent in to stir things up that didn't exist before the provocateurs got there. Keep in mind, Hitler had the brown shirts. Keep in mind, America, this government is doing the same thing line upon line, precept upon precept, and they've been busted over and over and over again. So quit acting as if it's not happening in your country, America, because it is. And it's happening because, America, you're tolerating these things to take place. Now, let me go back to Ferguson. It was also said by one of the eyewitnesses there concerning these fabricated riots that nobody could seem to find. They were actually, the news outlets were actually going from mall to mall trying to gather people together so they could have a spokesperson for that particular group talk about the riots. And what they do is they gather the people behind the camera to make it look bigger than what it really is, just like Hillary Clinton's campaign, just like Barack Hussein Obama's campaigns. Folks, that's exactly what they do. And I think I've shared with you, just case in point concerning Barack Hussein Obama, we know that 70% of his Twitter account is completely fabricated. We know that Hillary Clinton's is 56%. And we also know, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, that he couldn't even sell out the hotel rooms during his re-inauguration for a second term. See, it doesn't matter who does the voting, friends. It matters who does the counting. And that, again, came from another communist named Joseph Stalin. You need to understand the communists are doing their best to divide and conquer within so they can attack without. Mark my words on it, America. If I've been wrong in the past, don't listen to a thing I'm saying. Because I'm not giving you my mind here. I'm giving you documented, factual, biblical information, friends. If God said it, that settles it. I believe it. Cool? Let's move on here. Going back to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is skipping Scalia's funeral to go meet with Black Lives Matter, I want to lay to your candor again, friends. What would it be like if we came up with White Lives Matter? And furthermore, going back to Black Lives Matter, who suggested that Black Lives don't matter? And it's interesting that they side with Barack Hussein Obama, who's actually aimed at the eradication of Blacks and Hispanics. I mean, folks, it's just that bad through Planned Parenthood. Remember, keep in mind, he voted 242 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. Guess who that's aimed at, friends? Just ask Margaret Sanger, Blacks and Hispanics. Nobody's advocated the murder of Blacks and Hispanics more than Barack Hussein Obama through Planned Parenthood, friends. Just saying. Just for the record. And that's a fact, AccuJack. So let's get to this piece real quick. Ben Shapiro confronting some individuals, namely two Black individuals, who sat there dumbfounded when facts were brought forth. Check this out, friends. Ben Shapiro.
I'm offended by the language of uprising applied to people who are breaking into other Black people's stores and looting them. This is a lack of values. And people who are destroying private property, destroying cop cars, and an uprising against what exactly? Against the Black police chief, against a mostly minority police force, against the Black mayor, against the Black president, against the Black attorney general, against the entirely, against a city council that is 9 of 15 are Black and all 15 are elected Democrats. What is the uprising against? What is it seeking to achieve? I still don't see what exactly the riots are seeking to achieve. Bottom line is, this is all... It all could be boiled down to just act like a mensch. Act like a human being. Honestly, it's not useful to riot. It's not useful to break things. It's not useful to throw rocks at people. And the idea that we're supposed to sort of correlate
let's
your level of outrage.
I'm going to stick to the 30 seconds. On
yeah, the last
Charles.
Sentence. The last yeah. sentence. Yeah. The idea that we're supposed to correlate your level of outrage with a certain level of justification. In other words, the more outraged you are and the more angry you are, the more justified you must be is absolute nonsense.
How can you argue that racism is not a driving factor in income inequality?
Because it has nothing to do with race and everything to do with culture. And when you have a culture that doesn't... You know what? Explain to me. You explain to me why Black kids aren't graduating high school. Explain that one to me. Explain to me why Black kids are shooting each other in rates significantly higher than whites are shooting each other. Explain to me why 13% of the population is responsible for 50% of the murder. Explain to me why the number of black kids in prison, not for innocent reasons, not for walking down the street and getting pulled into a prison, is so high. Explain, if it has nothing to do with culture, explain to me why the single motherhood rate in the Black community jumped from 20% to 70% in the same course of time that the civil rights movement has made such tremendous strides. Is America more racist now than it was in 1960? And if it is, please explain to me how that happened.
Anybody can jump in. It's an open mic there.
They have nothing to say, friends.
It has to be racism. You can't say there's no racism.
Without evidence?
No. I'm just saying that I don't know which animal.
Stop for a second, Sam. Okay, so one of these Black spokespersons for these groups that are actually being used as useful idiots to divide and conquer through the created narrative of racism, keep in mind it's only there to browbeat, he's coming back after Ben is talking here. If you could watch the video, you could understand clearer as to what I'm seen here, but to explain it to you, friends, painting the picture the best way that I can, it's interesting to note that one of these spokesperson, they are literally sitting there with their jaw on the ground, friends. They have nothing to say, and then when it's time for them to talk, see, facts are stubborn things, they have nothing to say, and what's happening, friends, is they're losing more credibility. The very little credibility they may have had has now been flushed down the toilet, but now one of them picks up the mic and says, there has to be racism. See, friends, they have to use racism because they need to put themselves in the position of the victim status so they can perpetuate the crime. And that is they're trying to justify why they loot, why they kill, why they beat each other up. Folks, they're looking for an excuse to act out what's inside of them. And it's unlawful. Friends, this is what happens when people become so dummy down, friends, that they don't know their left hand from the right hand. And see who's feeling these sorts of things, friends, outside of the communists? The man in the White House, along with the likes of Al Sharpton and the likes of criminals, friends. And Jesse Jackson, the MLK wannabe who just couldn't make it. This is who they're listening to. And look at the division that it creates. And Jesus again said, how can a house be divided against itself and stand? It can't. So therefore, who's behind it? That's all you have to take a look at. And these people, again, have been so dummied down. They're being led about because of someone's credibility. The fact of the matter is that they look to the credibility of those that they think have credibility. They would find that they don't have the credibility, friends. So what are they following? They're following a lie. Finish that out, Sam.
We're talking about dogs or something. I'm talking about human beings. And I'm like, human beings are most likely going to have racial prejudices. I'm just so sorry. I'm just so sorry. I don't know.
So who's the racist then? The black guy's the racist.
I come from planet Earth.
Charles, I want to ask you a question. So your default is that when there is no evidence, racism is the deciding factor. That is
No, I was not saying that. I'm just saying that you're going to have sexist, you're going to have racist, you're going to have all this stuff. I mean, I'm just saying that...
I agree it exists, but the problem that I'm seeing, and this is the problem with the general conversation, is that there's no solution in simply saying there's racism out there. How does that solve anything? I mean, when you talk about there's institutional racism, what does that mean? Show me a law that is racist in intent, and we will agree. Show me a police officer who commits a racist act, like we saw in South Carolina, right, where a police officer shot a black man running away and it was obviously unjustified, and I will agree. But you need the idea that you can craft a narrative based on no racism because it just must be somewhere out there in the ether, that doesn't solve problems for anybody and creates more problems for people because now they grow up in a milieu and an environment where they are told that every obstacle they face is from some shadowy, nameless, faceless group who's out to get them simply because of the color of their skin. They'll never succeed in that environment.
The other spokesman is literally sitting there with nothing to say.
I want to find the people alongside you who think black lives don't matter. I'm still looking for those people. Really. I mean, the implication is, of course, that for a bunch of people out there, for some reason, they're fine with black people getting shot in the street for no reason. Hands Up, Don't Shoot was based on a lie. That's problematic. The idea that there is a huge number of black young men who are being shot for no reason by police officers is not statistically true. It's just not statistically true. The fact is that according to statistical studies at John Jay College, if you're a white man in a similar confrontation with police, you have a better chance of being shot by...
Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. And, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you to the 60s movement, and I'm going to actually make reference to what Martin Luther King actually made reference to concerning those that wanted to be a part of the civil rights marches in the 60s. You already know where I'm going for those that listen to me, right? But the fact of the matter is it's not doctrine that is created out of thin air the way that Black Lives Matter and this criminal in the White House make it seem to be when, in fact, there's nothing there. I'm going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. Good job, Ben. Be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just exposing another lie that the state-controlled narrative is trying to set. And they're willing to use anybody and everybody for their agenda. Because they're dispensable, friends. They'll just throw them away when they're done using them. And they don't care if they live or die. It's a fact. For those that are caught up into this lie, I want you to understand that Harriet Tubman, they called her the Black Moses who liberated slaves. She was asked the question as to how many slaves she actually liberated. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves. She said, I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. Hey, folks, sin charges you a lot more than you want to pay, and it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. Sin is the transgression of God's moral law, and the only one that can liberate you from that is the blood of Jesus Christ. No other way. Sorry. Looking for an opt-out? The only thing you're opting out right now is your soul to gain something you can't hold on to. You know, it's been rightly said that if you look at a hearse, you notice that there's no luggage rack on top of the hearse. Paul said he came into the world with nothing, and it's sure and certain that he's going to leave the world with nothing. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Get the knowledge that liberates you and grow in grace and in the knowledge and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We got Tim calling from Wyoming. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Tim from Wyoming, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Welcome to the show. We do not have Tim. Okay, we'll go on here. So again, going back to the fact that, folks, they're setting a false narrative. They're using a handful of individuals that will go ahead and do their biddings. And again, as I shared earlier, friends, we have Barack Hussein Obama skipping Scalia's funeral to go meet with Black Lives Matter. Now, keep in mind, going up the flagpole back to Saul Alinsky, just so you understand, again, what this is premised on, Rules for Radicals was written by Saul Alinsky, and you do need to understand that he accredited Satan. He did. You can look at the accreditation on the beginning, or actually when you first open the little booklet, that he accredits Satan himself. So just so people understand that this is the leader of the communist world, the leader of the atheist world, the leader of the homosexual world. Folks, the leader of the workers of iniquity. Because we can see that the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree as to who they're following, correct? But now what I want to do is I want to take this on a positive. And again, I want to show you back in the 60s. We have Tim back up. Tim from Wyoming, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bradley. Thanks for taking my call a second time. I was hearing you talk about the Black Lives Matter, and what if we started White Lives Matter? I thought, well, because there are black conservatives out there, there are people that actually believe in the cause of liberty, there are people even though there were black slaves, obviously, but there were people in other countries who were free black people and actually believed in the cause that the founding fathers were behind. So how about if we start Conservative Lives Matter? Conservative lives and conservative of every color. And I mean, not right. With a rainbow flag or anything like that, obviously. of every color. You know, but just that if we say to the people, this is what the country was based upon. This was not based upon color. I don't firmly believe at all that our founding fathers and their wives, of course. I mean, the founders of our country were at all promoting that the only idea that it was only white people that mattered in our country. The conservative white men who were all dead and they were all slaveholders and they started our country, so we're bad guys. Well, that's the position a lot of people like to take. And I totally disagree with that, but at the same time, we have to say to the people of the country today, do you believe that you have freedom? If you have freedom to speak and do what you do at all, it's because our country was founded upon the basis of liberty. It was founded upon the biblical principles that every person is equal in the eyes of God. I mean, and we can't judge those people. And the black people, the Black Lives Matter, the Planned Parenthood people, they kill everybody. They're equal opportunity murderers. It doesn't really matter to them.
And isn't it interesting? And let me interject something there, Tim, because you're saying a lot. I'm writing stuff down that you're actually want to respond to. But isn't it interesting? And these are the people that play victim. I mean, these that are murdering the innocent in the womb up to the equivalent of 4,000 babies a day, they're the ones that are saying that we need to be more tolerant and we need to be more loving. They're lawless criminals. And they're in antithetical. They're setting themselves in direct contrast to God's moral law. And going back to Charles D. Montesquieu, he was the guy, Tim, one of the founders along with John Locke and William Blackstone, that said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We're not permitted to do anything outside of the law. That makes us outlaws, and the American people have it completely backwards. They're actually allowing the outlaws to rule rather than the lawful to rule. And if the lawful would simply, and the lawfully, would simply stand up and deal with the unlaw, the outlaws, I'll tell you what, we can preserve our country for another 200 years, but we have to get educated here. This is absolute nonsense going on with Black Lives Matter, and I don't even mean to give it any notice or time, but the fact of the matter is, if it's another lie, I just want to put my foot right on the top of it, snuff it out, and say, folks, you're being lied to again. They have no legs whatsoever to stand on, whatsoever, friends.
As you say, you know, put your foot on top of it and smother it, basically. As you know, Alex Jones says this, I mean, put your foot on its neck and basically crush its life out. That's what we have to do to the, and I'm not saying, you know, in a physical way, but I'm saying, when it comes to...
I'm with you. You don't have to...
You're defending your life. Yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to do... Yeah. what it takes to defend your life. But I'm saying we have to say, we have to choke the air out of the movement that is keeping our country from sticking. We won't have a 240th birthday. I don't believe that the July 4th of this year, our Independence Day this year, is going to be celebrated. It's almost not celebrated anyway. But what I'm saying, when people call it July 4th, okay, they have July 4th in North Korea and China too. Do they have freedom? No, they don't. Obviously, they don't. They all they know, and they make our Chinese. They make our Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
They don't even know what the Christmas ornaments are for. They don't even know. Maybe they know, but they don't understand why there's, you know, all they know is they get a bowl of rice a day or a bullet in the head, I guess. That's basically it. They're slaves. And when people say, we have to promote trade with China because blah, blah, blah. Okay, anything that the Chinese government manufactures belongs to the Chinese government. It automatically is government property. If they decide to release some of it to us, okay, fine. We've gotten a million of the products that we designed, that we had them manufacture. Then they manufacture 100 billion of those products for themselves with different names and different packaging, and they say it was theirs. And then they flood every other part of the world with our ingenuity, our design.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds. You get the final word. I got to finish this segment. Go for it.
Okay. Well, the final word I'm saying is that the conservative lives matter. Let's start that. Let's make sure that we promote the idea of liberty and make sure that Independence Day is celebrated this year, not July 4th. It's the 240th birthday of our country.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Tim, for calling in. I really do appreciate it. As a matter of fact, I think Tim should have his own radio show. He is a long-winded brother from another mother. I wanted to add a couple things to what he said. Conservative. Folks, you need to understand that conservatism is rooted in what? You are called to be the salt of the earth. What does salt do? It stops the putrefaction of what? Decay. Rot. That's what conservatives are supposed to do. They're supposed to magnify the moral law, just like Jesus did. Read Hebrews 10. Go back to the Old Testament and read Isaiah 40 as well. Also, I wanted to highlight the fact that Tim brought up the rainbow flag. Do keep in mind the rainbow was set as a covenant between us and God, as a covenant of peace after God destroyed the wicked of the world through judgment in the days of Noah. So, folks, what's happened here is the homosexuals have taken the flag and they are literally pouring contempt upon themselves, for the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. They don't even know, friends, that they're using the very rainbow. And what took or what preceded the flood, friends, and why did it take place? Because of the wickedness of man. Folks, you want to talk about spitting towards heaven? That's exactly what the radical homosexuals are doing. I also wanted to make one more point and answer what Tim had said online here or on the air. He was talking about the forefathers. Folks, you do need to understand it was the forefathers that actually are and were the abolitionists to set all men free. And I'm not saying that there wasn't times where those things were not going on, but friends, we need to understand real history, and the lie of our forefathers is, of course, falling to the next and up-and-coming generation through the professors that are communists themselves in colleges across the land. That's another lie. But again, friends, that's another show. What I want to do, and again, thank you for calling, Tim from Wyoming. I want to get to this because I want people to understand the pledge that you had to take before you could actually serve with MLK during the civil rights movement in the marches, okay? I'm going to give them to you real quick. We got one more segment coming up on the other side here. So, meeting, you had to actually, during the meetings, and again, you had to sign a piece of paper, but this is what it was, all 10 of them. Number one was, you had to meditate on the teachings of Jesus Christ daily. Now, I want to go back because I hear an objective out there right now. Well, I heard that MLK was a communist. No, he was not. Who told you that? That was from none other than J. Edgar Hoover, who had a diabolical hatred for MLK, who actually caused and actually brought about a smear campaign concerning the whole movement. J. Edgar Hoover was a radical sodomite, as was he a dictator in every sense of the word. He wanted control over anybody and anybody so he could have the last word through the what method of control. I sat with several friends with MLK, friends from Andrew Andrew Young, the former Atlanta mayor, to Sam Kyle, to Roger Wilkins. And folks, I'm just telling you what you've been told is completely untrue. He's actually confronted as a communist on a television show, and he said, I highly doubt that I am a communist.
When I'm of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Control, this is Q01. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy, showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To get into the Sons of Liberty, folks, got lots to say in this last segment here, but I do want you to understand, I was just highlighting the fact, people's objections, because they've heard that Martin Luther King Jr. was a communist. That is completely untrue. That is a lie. I just happen to be friends with Dr. Elveda King. That would be his niece. I also want to let you know that I spent time with Mayor of Atlanta, Andrew Young, for 3 hours. I asked him every question that we have been told at large through the state-controlled narrative, and he went right back to J. Edgar Hoover and said he hated Martin with a diabolical hatred. I spent time with the former head of the Attorney General's office, Roger Wilkins, in the 60s during that time. I spent time with Sam Kyle, who was actually standing right next to Martin Luther King when he was shot dead. He thought he was playing. He said that's the furthest thing from the truth. As a matter of fact, he was actually confronted on Mike Douglas' show back in 68 with the fact that he was a communist. And he said, I highly doubt that a preacher could be a communist, friends. We need to pay attention to the fruit of the man. And the fruit of this man is that before you could actually be a part of the civil rights movement, you had to sign this pledge. And number one is you had to meditate on the teachings of Jesus Christ daily. That does not sound like a communist. No. Remember, communism wants to usurp the throne of God. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. Number two is remember that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory, which, of course, is the end aim. Number three is walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Number four is pray daily to be used by God. This was the form that you had to sign before you could be a part of the civil rights movement back in the day. And by the way, Martin Luther King himself, he was called a civil rights leader. He would denounce that. He said, I'm not so much the civil rights leader. He said, I am a preacher of the gospel. I'm a Baptist preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he'd always bring it right back to the things of the Lord. Okay? Number five is sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Matter of fact, he was so set on this that him and Coretta, his wife and children, they actually lived in, when they moved to Chicago, they lived in the slums with the people that they were liberating. So he was a part of it. He wouldn't want to be seen in any other light where he was actually doing what he was doing for the money. Matter of fact, friends, just for the record, and I'm honored to even be telling you some of this information, if he desired to be a rich man, he had everything in the world to go going for him. But the rather he was shot down in Memphis, where he was killed by your own government, just saying. And you also need to know that the MLK family actually sued the government for the murder of their father. But you need to understand that he was shot down a couple days before they were actually going to bring that movement to the lawn of the White House. See, they had to get him before that could take place. But if he wanted to be wealthy, friends, he had everything in the world going for him. But rather, he was shot down on a balcony at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. I've been there several times, and it's really a sad scenario. But, folks, there's even people outside that are trying to wake up the people that Martin Luther King was shot down by your government. And you do need to understand that even James Earl Ray, towards the end of his life, told the people as to who was responsible concerning the murder of MLK. They had to stop him, folks. He was rolling over on law at every turn. And keep in mind, the whole civil rights movement was an issue of law. It wasn't just an issue of color. And we need to get that back into perspective. Number six is observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. This was what you had to sign, folks, before you could be a part of the civil rights movement back in the 60s. Not what you're seeing today. Hey, man, you're being taught the Black Lives Matter, man. Go loot. Hey, go kill. Hey, go shoot down some of those cops. Man, break into people's homes, rape, whatever the case. Folks, this is sick, and it's obvious as to what's behind this. And here again, friends, you have the President of the United States skipping over Scalia's funeral to go meet with the few members of Black Lives Matter. And by the way, also keep in mind that it's been this administration since day one that has aided and abetted the Black Panthers at every given turn. You need to understand who your enemy is. And again, friends, as I started off the show during the first segment, that's all you have to do, friends, to win the fight is to show up. The good people in this country would merely show up, things would change really quick. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Is that what we're seeing today, friends? Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. See, Jesus said that he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. As a matter of fact, Martin actually coined the phrase from Jesus Christ himself when he said, if you haven't found something to die for, it's because you haven't found something to live for, friends. That's what the enemy fears. We're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, friends. And only the Holy Ghost can do that. And understanding and following he whose faith is bestowed upon us, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, we understand the power of God when we understand the power of the cross. But without the cross, we're not going to understand the power of God unto salvation. Martin Luther King Jr. understood that. And that's why he kept going back and pointing the finger back to the Savior of the world. By the way, Savior from sin, friends, not in sin. Matthew 1:21. Number eight is refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Don't retaliate. What is this whole Black Lives Matter all about? Retaliation for something somebody did to them a long time ago. What does that have to do with me? When I was raised up in North Minneapolis, friends, there was blacks, there was Hispanics, there was Hmongs, there were this, that, and this ethnic group, friends, from all over the world. We were in it together. Nobody looked at each other like they were better than anybody else. You're being taught this through professors, friends. through those that mean to divide and conquer, and criminals that you allow to attempt to rule the roost in government. This is communism. Just saying, friends. God doesn't look at me. God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't look at me because I'm white and looks down on a man that's black because he's black. He created both of us. We're in this together. And we, America, are going to go down as the greatest fools if we don't get this right. We're in this together, brother. We're in this together, sisters. We're all in this together. We're all his kids if we so choose to follow the Christ. Number 9 is strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Maintain your temple. Because Scripture tells us that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And number 10 is follow the directions of the movements and of the captain of our salvation. And who could that be, friends? What does the Bible tell us about the captain of our salvation? Is that not interesting, friends? The captain of our salvation. And where is that found? Of course it's found in the book of Hebrews, friends. Hebrews 2:10. And I want to keep this in context because I want to bring this forth. King James Version. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. The whole civil rights movement, friends, with nothing but a demonstration of the suffering for the mankind. To serve the world the truth. The truth that they did not want to open their eyes to. And I admire every single one of them. And folks, it's now on our clock to do the right thing and to snuff this crap out. This divisive garbage that the government is pushing today, we need to snuff it out. You know, furthermore, I don't think I show any more favoritism towards anybody because of the color of their skin. I don't think I've ever done that. Although I remember as a little tiny kid towards the end of the 60s how much racial division there was in the country. I lived in North Minneapolis, and I remember Northeast Minneapolis was a part that the black folks didn't go, and the war was between the Northeasters and the northern part. And I lived in the north with the black friends. So it was interesting that in the northeast side, there was war on the bridge between the blacks and the white. But friends, again, you have to ask the question, who created all this? What took place in the 60s? Who was responsible for all of that, friends? We all are responsible for it because, friends, we have departed wickedly from our God. And Christians know better, friends, that there's no racial division. I don't care what color you are. It matters not to me because it matters not to my Heavenly Father. And I believe I have the Spirit of Christ. And if I have the Spirit of Christ, I believe the way He believes. That's what a believer is, one that believes. I don't think I've ever had that in my heart towards anybody, as a matter of fact. But there you have it.
That's right. And as Martin Luther King Jr. rightfully said, the right time to do the right thing is right now. There is no time to delay. There is no time to waste. It is past time to do the right thing in America. And for those of you who want to support this work, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can choose what level of membership is right for you, but you can be a part of getting this message, this fiery, in-your-face, Holy Ghost bringing it down, message of truth across the nation and also in 53 other countries as well. So please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Click on the button and become a son or daughter of liberty.
For those that are along with the Black Lives Matter, just keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama is the one that said he wanted to fundamentally destroy this nation. So keep in mind who the destroyer is. Talk to you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNT.